an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. And at the same time, I guess, an ordinance to amend Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. President. The President indicated, this is the time and place for a public hearing on the proposed ordinances. One is an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees, and an ordinance to amend Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees. I think for our purposes, we could have Ms. Brewington, when she comes forward, to discuss both of those. However, they would have to be voted on separately. She will briefly explain the ordinances and the purposes to be accomplished. After she has completed her presentation, Council will have an opportunity to ask questions or to clarify their understanding of the proposed ordinances. After that process has been completed, the floor will be open to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning this ordinance, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. Ms. Brewington.
Good morning. On December 13th, in Council, an ordinance to amend Chapter 26 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees was introduced. This ordinance extends survivor's benefits to survivors of any individual who, at the time of his or her death, is receiving benefits from an approved Sussex County long-term disability plan. Have any questions?
Any questions, comments from Council?
Somebody one time mentioned to me, when somebody does pass away and the survivor then is receiving it, the survivors are not guaranteed that if they get remarried or something happens there, right? Is that typical?
When we have a current pensioner, mm-hmm. that or an active employee that passes away, at that time, the next month, that surviving spouse would receive one half of that pension.
Right.
There is nothing in ordinance that talks about if they are remarried.
So, in other words, they should continue to receive that even no matter what their status changes.
Correct.
And is that always been the case?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is housekeeping.
Yes.
For this one, yes. Currently, right now, in our ordinance, all active employees, at the time of his or her death, the surviving spouse would receive one half. If a person were to go out on short-term disability and extend into long-term disability, therefore, they would not be active employees. They would be inactive. So we would extend that same benefit to them.
Any more questions, comments from Council?
And the length of disability is limited to how many months that we're talking about now? It's that, I know there's no change in that, but I'm just reminding.
No change.
Okay. Remind me of what the length is, of the total length of that allowed. Is how much? How long?
Of the pension?
Of the disability.
I'm sorry. 26 weeks for short-term disability, which is the 6 months. As of the 183rd day, they would have to be approved on a long-term disability plan.
Okay. 26. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions, comments from Council?
How long they need to work here to get this?
For the pension? Pension is, for the disability, it is immediate, just like our current long-term disability plan that expired last year. That's a benefit for all employees. Now, for the pension piece of it, of course, there's an 8-year vesting period for the surviving spouse.
So it could have worked a week or two and you had disability?
You could have disability, yes.
That's on the county property or on a county job, but off the county job. How about off the county job?
Workers' comp would be if they were injured on the job.
Yeah.
Sussex County short-term disability would be for your own personal illness or injury.
If there's no other questions from the council, is there anyone here for the public that would like to speak in reference to this matter? Anyone that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. President, as we discussed before, this is a matter I think is appropriate to keep the record open just for the purposes of the recommendation from the Personnel Committee, Personnel Board that will be meeting and coming up back to the council making a recommendation as well on this matter.
Make a motion we defer then, right?
Second.
Motion to defer, and that is leaving the public record open on this for specifically the comments from the county, what's it actually called?
Is it
Personnel Board.
Personnel Board.
Yes.
Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. And there were two.
Yep.
Yes.
Now we have the next one.
Yes. Again, on December 13th, the County Council and ordinance to amend Chapter 29 of the Code of Sussex County relating to disability benefits for Sussex County employees was introduced. What this ordinance was proposed as to correct a typographical error. There was a spelling error in ordinance number 2223 that we wanted to address and authorize disabled employees under Sussex County short-term disability plan to accrue holiday time if applicable. So currently the ordinance included sick, vacation, comp time, credible service, pay increases. This also would include holiday as well.
Okay.
Now this ordinance it goes on. Is there any time frame for this thing? Did you say? Is it a 2 year? Or is it just once we adopt it, it just stays on the books?
Yes.
Is it something that should be looked at every so often?
Yes.
Is it maybe then better to have them sunsetted maybe? You know, go for a number of years and then we redo it so that it doesn't just get sitting on the books and then that would force us to reevaluate these issues?
I'm not so sure if we would like to put a sunset, like a timetable in there, because we want to look at all of our benefits year to year.
Mm-hmm.
As federal, you know, laws change, state laws change, I think in that capacity we don't want to pigeonhole ourselves to a specific date. We would rather be able to, you know, just address it as needed.
Is there any any concern with anybody to do anything?
It's a good point.
What's that?
I think it's a good point what you're saying.
Is it something maybe we want to defer on it to just to think about it a little bit?
After we conduct the public hearing, we
just
could defer raising on it for
just,
that and for and that could be
because we're deferred on the other one. I just think maybe it's just something I'm just wondering that, you know, sometimes you adopt these things and
now you realize all we're adding here is a holiday.
I know, but
okay.
Okay.
Well, does it say it in the?
We're not changing.
Have you written?
Right, okay.
It's not a material change.
Okay. Oh, I was looking at the title. Okay.
Yeah. You're saying it's not a material change.
Right. This is just simply adding the holiday if that is applicable.
Right.
Right.
You're exactly right. Just the holiday. Okay. We identified vacation time, sick time. We need to include the holiday accrual for some of our 24-hour employees.
Right. Right.
So anything we did to this wouldn't affect. Would it affect the whole? Go back and did you affect everything in the ordinance, if you know what I'm saying, or would it just affect this amendment?
Just this ordinance,
just this
amendment
ordinance.
To add the holiday.
All right, then, okay. I'm sorry.
Doing, yeah.
I was thinking I had something else on my mind.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Anyone that would like to speak? Hearing none, Mr. President, again, this is a matter that we would like to defer on for the purpose of Personnel Board making a recommendation.
Entertain a motion to defer with the record open for the recommendation of the board.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Is the Personnel Board scheduled to meet?
That's something that Mr. Lawson will deal with. Yeah, come in and get them scheduled to meet, sure.
Okay. Yeah. And Sam, again, still can't hear you. You're way back from the microphone.
I had something in my throat that time, Joan.
You're sitting back away from the microphone.
Our next public hearing was scheduled 10:45. We'll move into that now. This is the proposed annexation of the weight expansion of the Angle Neck Seward District.
That is correct, Mr. President. And Mr. Rob Davis will come forward and we'll have the public hearing at this time. Again, there will be a brief presentation made. He will explain the ordinance, and at that point, the council will have the opportunity to question him on that. After that process is completed, the public will have an opportunity to comment.
Davis.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, sir.
The public hearing this morning is to consider adding two parcels to the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, was here on November 15th, 2011, and requested permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The area was posted for today's public hearing on December 1st, 2011, advertised in the Cape Gazette on January 3rd, and has been posted on the Sussex County website. The parcels being considered for annexation are located along the west side of Camp Arrowhead Road, the two shown on the map in the front, highlighted in red and crosshatched. They're on the west side of Camp Arrowhead Road, located just north of Angola Road. The properties were provided with sewer laterals during the original construction of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. We had enough depth to extend sewer slightly north from planned construction. The current owners, Brian and Lisa White, of the two parcels would like to move the existing home from the parcel to the north. It will be moved to the parcel on the south. They will live in the house after it's moved to the south and build a new home on the parcel to the north. And both parcels, the north parcel has an existing on-site system that is in need of replacement. So if they're approved for the expansion, they'll connect to the sewer system and avoid having to do an on-site system. The expansion consists of approximately 3.3 acres, and as I said, the area is contiguous with the existing Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The parcels are responsible for paying systems connection charges of $3,546 for each parcel when a home connects to the sewer system, based on current rates. Any questions?
Any questions, Council?
If there are not, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak in regards to this matter? Is there anyone here from the public that would like to speak in regards to this matter? If not, at this point, seeing none, the public hearing on this matter will be closed on public record. And Mr. President.
We'll close the public hearing, close the public record. And Mr. Moore, would you please read the short title?
Yes, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include two parcels of land east of the town of Millsboro, being situated in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, makes sense to me.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.